The Czech Academy of Sciences and Prague's Charles University have come together to launch a new top-of-the-line scientific centre that should place the Czech Republic on the map of modern biomedical research. Supported partially by EU funds and the Czech government, the BioCEF project was officially launched on Tuesday, though some of its researchers are already making headway in the field of genetic research. Marsha Walensky has the story.
The initiators of this multi-billion crown project are thinking big. BioCEF wants to become one of 7 large-scale, cutting-edge scientific centers in Europe. By combining biomedicine with research in other fields, the Czech Academy of Science hopes the results will lead to advancements in biotechnology and create links to the commercial sphere. The scientific coordinator of the center, Václav Pačes, explains the main drive behind the creation of a center that should narrow the gap between scientific research and industry.
We would like to make BioCEF a truly international or at least a pan-European institution that will focus on taking the results of basic research and finding practical applications. For example, in the field of medicine.
The center wants to be international not only in terms of the level of its research, but also in the makeup of its staff. Although many positions have not been filled yet, BioCEF has already hired researchers from countries like Australia, Canada, Germany, and Turkey. They also hope to attract Czech scientists who previously went abroad because of a lack of opportunities to advance their careers in their home country. One team at BioCEF has already proven that cutting-edge research can be done in the Czech Republic as well. The new Center for Phenogenomics, otherwise known as the Mouse Clinic, has presented preliminary results of the genetic research they have carried out on mice who were injected with a seaweed gene that makes their bodies glow under fluorescent light. Associate Professor Radislav Sedláček, who leads the functional genomic team, explains the practical applications of this mutation.
We use this gene as a sort of marker which helps us watch the processes that take place in the skin as lesions heal.
This type of research is quite unique, and since the genetic makeup of mice is almost identical to that of humans, the applications may be highly practical and useful. Once the new research center is built, researchers from all over the world, as well as hundreds of students, will be able to carry out further experiments in its facilities. Although the BioCEF project may in the end get less financial support than expected, the plans to build a large new campus in a village of Vestec near Prague should be realized starting next year. The center plans to eventually sustain itself financially through scientific research grants and cooperation with the commercial sphere. But it also hopes to support not only its own employees, but the surrounding area as well. Václav Pačes explains.
We have the support of the mayors of Vestec and the surrounding towns. We are in talks with them over the construction, for example, of apartments for our staff, so they can really settle down there and they can help the region develop as well.
Václav Bacher, scientific coordinator of the BioCEF Research Center, ending that report by Marsha Walensky.